there are a few things that happen in the MLB so frequently that you rarely ever see them. Some things that come to your mind are maybe perfect games, no hitters, and 20 strikeout games by a pitcher. A rare accomplishment that comes into my mind is when a single batter hits 4 homers in a game. This is something so rare that it's only occurred 18 times in the history of Major League Baseball. You can look at all the eras of the MLB, including the steroid era and even the juice ball era, and it doesn't matter. It's still one of the rarest things you could possibly see in baseball. Sporting News once even described hitting 4 homers in a game as baseball's greatest single game accomplishment. The most recent 4-homer game we saw was when J.D. Martinez did it on September 4th, 2017 while playing for the Diamondbacks in a game against the Dodgers. Another player did it just 3 months prior to this though, and that's the game we're going to focus on today. Can anyone name the player who hit 4 homers in a game? I'll give you a second to think. If you said Scooter Gennett, you would be correct.
Or a retreaded pitcher that hasn't done much.
Scooter down the right field line, and it is gone. Home run, Gennett. And the Reds are back in this one. Boy, you just had a feeling in this inning, the way it started off with a walk and then a base hit by Kibleham, the pinch hitter.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the latest episode of the MLB Hall of Pretty Good podcast. This is the show where we take a look at some pretty good players and shine a spotlight on either their entire career or an amazing moment during their time in the MLB. Quick reminder to check the link in the description of this episode and subscribe to the Underdog newsletter. It's a super cool, sports-focused newsletter that tells the story of underdogs. New articles come out every Sunday morning, and it's completely free to subscribe. You just have to provide your email. Putting in your email and subscribing really helps out the show. So if you guys don't mind, could you please just take the 30 seconds to do so, and I'd really appreciate it. Remember, it's also free. Thank you, guys. Now enough of the promotion, because it's a great day to talk some baseball. Let's dig into Scooter Gennett's 4-homer game. So for a quick background on Scooter Gennett, he was born on May 1st, 1990. In 2009, the Milwaukee Brewers picked Gennett in the 16th round of the MLB draft. He worked his way up through the Brewers organization and eventually made his major league debut in 2013. He played 4 seasons in Milwaukee, but before the 2017 season began, he was placed on waivers by the Brewers. On March 28, 2017, the Cincinnati Reds claimed him. This now takes us to the fateful day of June 6, 2017. The Cincinnati Reds are squaring off against the St. Louis Cardinals. The game is taking place at Citizens Bank Park in Cincinnati, and the 18,620 fans in attendance didn't know it, but they were about to witness one of the rarest things they'd ever see on a baseball diamond. As for the away team, the St. Louis Cardinals, they came into the game with a record of 26-30, and their starting lineup that day saw Dexter Fowler leading off and playing center field, Matt Carpenter playing first and batting second, Stephen Piscotty hit third and played right field, Jed Jerko, big power bat, played third and hit fourth, Yadier Molina did the catching and hit fifth, Tommy Pham, fantasy football legend, hit sixth and played right field, Paul DeJong played shortstop and hit seventh, Greg Garcia played second base and hit eighth, and country music singer Adam Wainwright got the start on the mound and batted last. For the Cincinnati Reds, they entered the game with a 27-30 record and had Billy Hamilton leading off and playing center, Zach Cozart played shortstop and batted second, Joey Votto hit third and played first base, Eugenio Suarez hit fourth and played third, Scooter Gennett, the man of the hour, hit fifth and played left field, Patrick Kivlahan hit sixth and played right field, Jose Peraza played second base and hit seventh, Tucker Barnhart was behind the dish and hit eighth, and starting on the mound and batting last was Tim Adelman. Coming into the game, Scooter Gennett was having a pretty good year. He was hitting 270 with an OPS of 758. Those numbers, though, would soon be improving, and improving by a lot. Scooter Gennett would start off his night in a very productive way, but not immediately with a home run. In the bottom of the first, he hit a single off of Adam Wainwright on the second pitch he saw that drove in Billy Hamilton.
Scooter with that 2-run double to break the 2-2 tie last night. That'll bring in Billy Hamilton, and Gennett delivers yet again.
So, no homers as of yet, but he's currently 1-for-1 with an RBI. Scooter's second at bat of the night came in the bottom of the third. Before Gennett came to the plate, the Reds loaded up the bases thanks to a Zach Cozart walk, a Joey Votto single, and a Eugenio Suarez walk. Scooter Gennett's at-bat would turn out to be a battle. The count ran up to 3-2, and on the 7th pitch of the at-bat, Scooter Gennett gets a pitch he likes and crushes it to right field for a grand slam. That's the first homer of the game, and it's a big one.
3 balls, 2 strikes, bases loaded. Gennett waiting. Got a fastball, and bye-bye, baby!
This grand salami puts the Reds up 5-0 in the game. Scooter Gennett is now 2-for-2 with a single, a grand slam, and 5 riblets. For his 3rd at bat of the night, Gennett wouldn't have to wait long to do some more damage, as he came up in the very next inning in the bottom of the 4th. Eugenio Suarez was on 3rd base after he managed a bases-loaded triple. A new pitcher, John Gant, had been called in from the bullpen to throw against Gennett after Wainwright's rough outing. It didn't matter who was on the mound on this night, though. After working the count full once again, he jumped on Gant's offering and hit a bomb to center field for his 2nd homer of the game. Scooter was now 3-for-3 with a single, a grand slam, and a 2-run homer. His RBI count for the game now sat at 7.
And here's the left-handed hitting Scooter Gennett. Gant to the plate. And this ball hammered into right center field, and it's a long 4-1, 2-run home run.
You gotta be kidding.
Scooter Gennett, have a night, young.
Unfortunately for the Cardinals and John Gant, he wasn't done giving up homers to Scooter just yet, as he was still on the mound once Gennett came up to bat again in the bottom of the 6th inning. Gant had just struck out the previous batter, Eugenio Suarez, looking, so perhaps he had some confidence when facing Scooter Gennett in this at-bat. There was really just no stopping Gennett on this night, though, because after working the count to a hitter's count at 3-1, he once again hit a dinger off of Gant. This time a solo shot to left field for his 4th hit of the game, as well as his 3rd homer of the game.
24 hours it's been for Scooter Gennett. Now this one down the left field line. Has he done it again? He has done it again!
And that is the 3rd home run of the night for Scooter Gennett.
Scooter Gennett is now 4-for-4 with a single, 3 homers, and 8 RBIs. And as you know, if you read the title of this episode or listened to the intro, there would be more homers and RBIs to come. For the bottom of the 8th inning, John Brebbia is on the mound for the Cards, and he's probably shaking in his cleats as Barry Bonds Jr., aka Scooter Gennett, confidently strolls to the plate. Scooter's got the chance to make history. The at-bat starts off a bit in Brevia's favor as he manages to get ahead of Scooter and reach an 0-2 count. Scooter wouldn't waste his opportunity to make history, though, as on the 3rd pitch of the at-bat, he hits a 2-run shot to right field for his 4th homer of the game.
All right, so here we go. Liner to right field! Gennett, the first Red ever with 4 home runs in a game!
Not 1, not 2, not 3, but 4!
So on the night, Scooter Gennett went 5-for-5 with a single, 4 homers, and 10 RBIs. The Reds also won the game with a score of 13-1. He was only the 17th player in MLB history to accomplish this, and the first since Josh Hamilton did it on May 8, 2012 at Camden Yards against the Baltimore Orioles. Because of this insane game, and I do mean insane in the best way possible, Scooter's batting average went up 32 points from 270 to 302. His slugging percentage went up 128 points from 450 to 578, and his on-base percentage improved from 302 to 336. All of these increases happened due to just one game. And this wasn't some early April game where you get a couple of points and your stats look like make you look like a new man. This was over 2 full months into the MLB season. That's how insanely productive and impressive this game was. This is honestly a prime example of how at any given baseball game, you can see something truly incredible. Jeanette was never a bad player by any means, but this has to be one of the most unexpected displays of power ever seen. It kind of reminds me of like Dallas Braden or Phillip Humber's perfect games. They were all players who were talented and not bad by any means, but definitely not the first people you'd expect to do something that's almost never been done before. You really just never know what you're going to see when you go to the ballpark on any given day. As for his 2017 season as a whole, Jeanette obviously didn't keep up his video game numbers like pace, but he had a pretty good year. He played in 141 games and hit .297 with 27 homers, 97 RBIs, and an .874 OPS. His 2018 season was just as good. He hit .310 with 23 homers and 92 RBIs with an .847 OPS, and even made his first and only All-Star appearance of his career. Scooter split time between the Reds and Giants in 2019, but struggled. It would be his last season in the MLB. While his success didn't last forever, he had a pretty good two-year run, and on that June night in 2017, he did something that you almost never see in the MLB. Scooter Jeanette was without a doubt a pretty good player, and his four-homer game should definitely always be remembered. Well, guys, that was a quick trip down memory lane to reminisce on Scooter Jeanette's four-homer game. I hope you liked what you heard. If you're new here, look out for new episodes. I usually drop about two a week. We've got great episodes recapping players' careers, great seasons, great moments. We've also got some awesome interviews with former Major League players as well that I think you'd really love to hear. It's always so cool to pick a former MLB player's brain and just see how they saw the game and look at it through their eyes and get some inside information on how the MLB works. It's always so cool. Also, don't forget to check the link in the description. Subscribe to the Underdog newsletter. Like I said, it's free and it really helps out the show. Thank you guys for sitting here and listening to me talk baseball. It's probably my favorite thing to do. And I'm so appreciative of all the support and all the listeners I have. It really means the world to me that you guys like hearing me talk baseball. It's just my favorite thing to do in this whole world. I love baseball. And I hope you guys love it too. And I hope this show has helped you maybe remember or even discover some players or some moments that you forgot about or possibly didn't even know about. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. This has been the MLB Hall of Pretty Good podcast. Look out for a new episode coming this weekend. And I hope you have a great Friday and rest of your week. Thanks, guys.